Veterans Day was established partly to help us keep in mind the stories of veterans who serve their country. The Los Angeles Public Library is keeping alive one of the oldest war stories of all, Homer's The Odyssey. Volunteers read parts of the classic story out loud during the month of October. As Andy Vasoyan reports, the ancient tale resonates to this day.
Odysseus took aim and shot, and a jet of dark blood spurted from his nostrils.
In this scene, the great Greek hero Odysseus is shooting one of his wife's would-be suitors in the neck. Murder and vengeance are pretty standard in ancient Greek storytelling, but the Odyssey tackles a smorgasbord of themes, like how to deal with the help.
And she scolded the maidservant, saying, "Your outrageous conduct does not escape me, shameless whore that you are."
Father-son relationships.
"The way I feel now, I don't think you'll see me shaming my ancestors, as you put it, Father."
And the proper way to party.
"So all the long day, until the sun went down, we sat there feasting on meat.
The overarching story, though, is of a war hero who returns to his native land to find that coming home isn't the end of conflict.
My war was almost 50 years ago, and I've been struggling with it for the last 8 years. I went into a PTSD depression, so I suddenly realized that the Odyssey was me."
While Odysseus was cursed by the gods, Lara faced a different situation.
"I was gay in Vietnam, and so in those days it was a federal offense to be gay, literally. Men would get arrested and taken to Leavenworth Prison. I was discovered myself after 4 years, but decided to slash my wrists instead."
The two of them faced big opposition, and both of them found help. Odysseus called on Athena, goddess of wisdom, while Lara's way was more conventional.
"I went into a therapy called prolonged exposure, and I was able to turn off the nightmares, the dreams, the smells, and everything else that were haunting me."
That prolonged exposure therapy focuses on retelling and reliving the story of a traumatic event that may have contributed to PTSD. And while the emotional burdens of war have generally stayed the same, the tools of storytelling have taken a giant leap using virtual reality technology.
"You know, if they said, well, my trauma occurred in an Afghan village, we had a driving scenario through an Afghan environment."
That's Skip Rizzo, director for medical virtual reality at USC's Institute for Creative Technology, which develops interactive virtual reality scenarios tailored individually to each soldier.
"Was it daytime? Was it nighttime with night vision gear? Was there jets flying over? Was there a helicopter hovering? How far away was the IED when it hit? Boom." The clinician delivers all those stimuli in real time.
Rizzo says that despite the advances in technology, the basic premise behind the therapy is in line with the tradition of storytelling.
"It's not just a tank equipment operation simulation that we're building. You know, we're building a story about tank drivers communicating with each other." I
mean, they didn't have simulated tanks or explosions in Homer's time, but they did have that one thing that people in need always turn to, a story. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.